Philip, an innovator, an originator. Here's my theory about the camera, looks like the lights in Supercross. It's a bunch of shit on your bike. If anything breaks and you weed yourself, they just go, it's just Phil.
Yeah.
Is that the theory?
No, I don't. Today was okay day. I don't know. Nothing bad.
I mean, on the cameras, like if something breaks, like they're just like, well, it's just Phil.
Yeah, they didn't say they wanted me to run it, but I could tell by their voices they wanted me to run it. And I'm like, all right, no one else on a factory team is going to run it just because they're all like, we don't want the fucking shit on our bikes, whatever. I'm like, you know what? If it helps the sport, it brings something different. Yeah. Why the fuck not? So
you need to call Andy ASAP because FTA, all over that second moto. So you need a bonus.
That's cool. I mean, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. It was a good spot for FTA and kind of get the logo out there. And, you know, hopefully Motorsport and Muckoff, everyone got a little shout out on it. So it was a bit of a PR thing, but also it is a cool thing, I think, to add into the sport. It actually did break first moto. The front camera, it was flapping, but I didn't even know it was flapping. So it was okay. If they can find a way to run the front number plate one where they can kind of pull a tear off like they do in dirt track, I think it'd be pretty badass to have three different views, including the drone camera. So then you have four views, and I think it'd be awesome.
There's a microphone on there, too?
Yeah, we might have to mute some of the audio. Some of the stuff might not be PG. So like I said, it's a cool feature. So hopefully they don't burn me too bad with it.
Was it just me or maybe because of the weather? I don't know. This track got hard and crusty really fast. Or maybe this seems different to me.
Yeah, I think they lost their topsoil. Okay, yeah. It was fucking concrete. Concrete. I've never raced.
The rust down Henry Hill, it was nuts.
Nuts. Nuts, nuts. But hard and super edgy and up by the old finish line, it was concrete, man. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know where the fucking sand.
Practice, it looked good.
It looked good, but I think they knew they kind of lost the track because we rode it for Preston. And it was super, even more concrete. Okay. It was like, might as well ride on gravel dirt. So. Hopefully next year they kind of learn something. And the track was super one line. I followed Freddie for 35 minutes at second moto, and I didn't know where to pass. Like
Dylan figured it out.
Dylan did pass me and Freddie, so I got no fucking excuse on that one. So, but I wasn't going as fast as Dylan, so I kind of got screwed.
I was gonna say though, for you, just looking at your race, consistent day, good starts, not great, good starts, and consistent moto finishes. Like, it is a very start-dependent track, and it is hard to pass. I'm busting your balls on that. So it looks like you kind of, like, you just had a consistent day.
Yeah, 10-11. First moto was going really good. I had a tip over at the bottom of Henry Hill, so I went from 6th to 14th and came back to 10th. So I actually rode really well. It was my best moto of the year. And second moto wasn't a bad moto. I just was riding 10th for the whole moto, and then the last two laps, Dylan came by and got us. So, I'm getting better. I'm building, still building, and my motos during the week now. I'm getting closer to Garrett, and it's just like, I'm having fun, and I'm enjoying racing again and kind of getting back to the, you know, the old Phil, I guess, with a little more snap and stuff. So,
Speaking of Garrett, it looks like he's figured out consistency a little bit, right? Like, between the bike problems and then his own hard for him to string motos together, but he's clicking them off now.
Yeah, like I said, I've said it plenty of times before. G's only 21. He's a young kid. This is his foundation year. Next year, I firmly believe Garrett will be a 2-3-4 guy. You know, after this year, building, being a 6th, 7th place guy consistently, the next jump, he'll be really good. Everyone needs a foundation year. You've seen it with Enzo last year, and then this year is kind of like more of a breakout. So next year, Garrett will be a contender, so he'll be up there for podiums.
So we did a silly season thing for the magazine. Are you in or out yet? What are we doing?
For next year?
Yeah.
Mr. Mike, am I in for next year?
Still in or out for next year? I had to do a silly season thing.
Phil has contract negotiations coming up soon.
Yeah. I fucking pity Brandon Haas for contract negotiations with you. But you have nowhere else to go. He has all the power.
Yeah, I mean, if they want me, they want me. If not, I move on with my life. It's the end of, you know. I want to do one more year. I feel really good. And, I mean, I'm 34, and I still got top 10 in outdoor nationals. So until I can't do it anymore and I don't like riding with the kids at club, like, I still truly enjoy stroking out during the week with the kids. So, like I said, until I lose that drive, I'm going to keep fucking racing. So why not?
All right, let's make it happen. Yeah, we got to bring you back for one more crack at it.
I want one more. But then I talked to Brayton. He's like, dude, you don't want to fully retire. You kind of want to still be in it in a little bit. And I'm like, well, fuck, dude. Either I'm in or I'm out.
Sorry, Brayton. I don't have the $100,000 deal that you do.
Exactly. I can't make, $100,000.
$300,000.
JB's making $500,000 just cruising around.
He's making $500,000 now?
JB crushes it. He's the most quiet,
richest
dude in the industry.
Him or Nick Way could probably have a battle.
He blows Nick Way out of the water.
You think?
Oh, dude. Okay. JB, I'd give my left nut to have JB's lifestyle. So he's got it sorted. So, but yeah, we'll go for one more year and see where we're at.
Okay. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you.